This is Dr. Masood Shahab, dictating patient's name is U.T. Niemeyer, N-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R, U-T-U-T-E. Date of birth is 11/25/1939. Date of service is 3/25/2022. Ms. Niemeyer is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's been doing well. She is pleasantly confused. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. Change date of service to 3/31/2022. Ms. Niemeyer is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is pleasantly confused. She denies any complaints of any headaches or any chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. Denies any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. No fever or chills. She had a fall. She was sent to the hospital where she was evaluated. She was started on atorvastatin at the hospital. She otherwise has been stable. She denies any complaints. She is ambulating without any difficulty. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. Case was discussed with the nursing staff, who have raised no new issues, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVT, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one, dementia. Number two, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, anxiety / depressive disorder. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll continue her current medications. We'll monitor her progress. Case nursing staff was notified to monitor her closely. We'll continue other medications, we'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Next patient is Joyce Schlosser, S-C-H-L-O-S-S-E-R, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Date of birth is 8/6/1926. Date of service is 3/31/2022. Ms. Schlosser. Is a very pleasant 95-year-old lady admitted to the assisted living. She has history of atrial fibrillation, hypertension, pernicious anemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and chronic pain in her right shoulder, degenerative joint disease. She says that she's been doing well. She does complain of pain in her shoulder. She said that she's had it for years. She denies any recent trauma or fall. She denies any complaints of any chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. She is sitting up in the chair eating her lunch. No other complaints. On examination, past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, pernicious anemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and chronic pain, right shoulder, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, unknown. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications include warfarin, lisinopril, amlodipine, vitamin D, Tylenol, melatonin, milk of magnesia. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, no history of coronary artery disease, denies any history of hypertension, denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease, she does have history of hypertension. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, denies any previous history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pain, complaining of right shoulder pain. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Temperature 97.5, pulse 67 per minute, respiration 18, blood pressure 137/71, oxygen saturation was 95%. HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVT, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, or else no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, right shoulder, tenderness anteriorly as well as limited range of motion. Impression, number one, atrial fibrillation, next hypertension, next pernicious anemia, next right shoulder pain, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admit to the assisted living at below the towel, will continue current medications, will check routine labs, will monitor her progress, she'll use Tylenol as needed for pain, also can use Voltaren gel, will continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.